We're going to be drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
So following on that, I wanted to highlight for people, because I don't know if you, did you get a chance to listen to Big Fatty Online?
Who?
Big Fatty Online.
Not familiar with him.
No? At
no.
all?
No.
No. He's this very large, rotund man
he touches you in dirty places.
On Big Fatty's show, he had both Adam and Daniel,
correct,
who are the co-founder type.
They're the co-founders, creators, yeah, developers of Pride for
and
Week.
It's really interesting, especially like I really like listening to Adam's, because he had a whole bunch of like little contextual bits and pieces to add to the early days of Pride 48 and what it was and what they wanted. What I found really interesting is Adam had envisioned Pride 48 being a radio station type adventure,
right
that he wanted podcasters to be broadcasting like all the time, like a radio, like on a radio station, right?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He touches you in dirty places.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2192 of the BFO for Wednesday the 22th of June 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's show, y'all, it's part two of Big Fatty's presentation during last weekend's Pride 48 event. Yes, Big Fatty's still pre-recorded. Hello, refillers. Big Fatty, everybody needs a refill. Hi, everyone. It's a good thing I had those questions that I had asked folks to provide for me, because y'all, evidently I'm going to have some Axe Big Fatty questions. And y'all, Axe Big Fatty is a totally original, segment on the BFO. No other podcast does an Axe Big Fatty segment on their show. So, one of these questions I've been saving from a while, and y'all, they've come in via the Twitty, and they've come in via the e-letters, and from post over at the BFO, and y'all, there are lots of ways. Some of them did come in over the Twitty, Cronehaven. That, y'all, that is the mysterious Cronehaven. Yes, Big Fatty, she's so mysterious, or is it he? I don't know, it's so mysterious, but y'all, I think that we will get right into the Axe Big Fatty questions. Yes!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
The best way to make a pound cake.
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our first Axe Big Fatty question, y'all, comes in from the future via e-letter. And y'all, it is from Brian in the Japan, Mexico. And he writes and says, "Our dear Big Fatty, I have a question for your little show. Where did you collect the S&H green stamps growing up? I remember licking them and pasting them into the Save-A books. The 10s were easy, but the 51s to a page were a bitch. Thank you for calling, and a big hug." Brian, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always lovely to hear from our Mexican listeners over there in the Japan. And y'all, if you don't know what the S&H green stamps are, y'all, they used to give these when you'd go to the grocery store or if you went to the Texaco, you got those. And y'all, my grandmother would save them and everything, and you'd fill the books up, and then you could redeem them for a toaster or, just crap at at the SNH Redemption Center, or you know, sometimes you could go to a movie, or you know, you could I don't know, but y'all, they would hand out. You'd get 10 green stamps for every dollar you spent, and y'all, Brian is right. The tens are kind of easy, but the 50s they really say, yeah, speak better in your tongue, it would get all yeah, you blech. Well, now, y'all, I've got a few more questions here, and well, what are they saying here? My cousin's got luggage for graduation. I guess with the SNH green stamps. Yes.
Brick Potter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Potter?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question comes to us via the Twitty today. And y'all, it is from that Peter G over there at the Lotzel. And he writes and says, Bernhardy, what is your favorite type of cock ring? Metal, neoprene, rubber, or latex like the ox balls, or something else, or none? Thank you for calling. Well, first of all, Peter G, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to have a vulgar question from a listener, and this is an excellent question, by the way. Brian in Japan, Mexico's question was excellent also. I'm not sure if I mentioned that or not, but Peter G, Big Fatty is not a fan. He's not a fan of personally wearing the cock rings, but I know that Durwood is a big fan of them. Yes, Big Fatty, he had a fitting while you were in Fort Lauderdale. It's true. Have we gotten to that part of the story yet? Are we still on Wednesday on Baron Frosty's cruise? I don't know. But anyway, I'm not a big fan of them, but I do like to see a gentleman caller drop his pants and he's wearing a cock. Big Fatty, you're getting him all excited again. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that squeaky gentleman caller, if you don't. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. It appears Big Fatty enjoys repetition. I don't know what that means. It appears Big Fatty enjoys repetition. I don't know what that means, y'all. Yeah, that's Yas Mama Do is saying that, and I don't know what that means.
Brick Potter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Potter?
Why do you call yourself Brick Potty, Brick Potter?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Potty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next Ask Big Fatty question comes to us from Phyllis. And y'all, Phyllis sent in an e-letter, and this is what Phyllis said. She said, for my first Pride 48, here's a question from old Phyllis, the lurker queen. Big Fatty, who knew that we had a lurker queen? I know we've got plenty of old queens, but who knew there was a lurker queen? I didn't know. Phyllis says, Big Fatty, do you believe in love at first sight? Thanks, Phyllis. Y'all, you know, you can't spell syphilis without Phyllis. Be ready. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where it came from either, Big Fatty, but it needs to go back. So, first of all, Phyllis, thank you so much for de-lurking and sending in a question. And this is an excellent question. Do you believe in love at first sight? Well, Big Fatty is, the BFO does have a love segment. Dicker's coming up with a new bumper for it. We're going to have a love segment, so you can send in your love questions. But do I believe in love at first sight? Well, only if it's like a chocolate brownie with a scoop of ice cream and caramel sauce and maybe some toasted pecans. Yes, Big Betty, that sounds like love at first sight. Now, y'all, Ed Chan is asking a question in the chat room about double penetration, and you know, Ed, you're just going to have to send that in to the BFO because you know I've already got some questions to ask during this segment.
Brick Potter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Potter?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all are next. Our next Ask Big Fatty question. Y'all, it comes from Smoking Hot Joe. Big Fatty, we love Smoking Hot Joe. And y'all, for those of you who don't know who Smoking Hot Joe is, y'all, is that Joe Zubia. And he sends a question in via the Twitty. Y'all, and he's getting ready to go on the vacation, or as those of you in Mexico say, the holiday. And he says, Big Fatty, when you go on vacation, what is something that you always pack that others don't think about? Well, you know, first of all, Joe, thank you so much for the question. And it's always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. Something that Big Fatty always packs that others don't think about. Y'all, I could go Volga, and you know, there's always the you know, the freshening kit, and all like that. Of course, you know, if you're going to a puppet show, the nail clippers are always important. Betty, y'all, I always take my boots. Always take my boots with me when I go. Y'all, I gotta tell you, Granny takes his own toilet paper. Granny, does he take a 16 roll pack? Well, he should. I guess the one thing that Big Fatty always packs that others probably don't think about is the papas. Big Fatty, I should have known it would have been the papas. Of course, the papas. Y'all, old Vader. Larry H. Vader, that's V-E-D-E-R, is in the chat room. Y'all, he is threatening to come over to the villa and cut the power. And you know what I have to say to that, Vader?
Brick Potter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Potter?
Why do you call yourself Brick Potter, Brick Potter?
What's the best way to make a pancake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next Ask Big Fatty question, y'all, it was posted over there in the comments section of the BFO, and it comes from that Gus Chan. And Gus was in the chat room early. I don't know if he's still there or not, but he is the official resident artist of the BFO, and he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I hope my second card makes it to the villa. It's loaded with content. Big Fatty, I hope it makes it too. But here is a question. Where do you stand on tomatoes? I thought I heard you didn't like them, but do you dislike them all the time?" First of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for sending that second card for the content. And this is an excellent question. Always lovely to hear from you, by the way. You know, Big Fatty does not care for the sliced tomatoes. However, I enjoy the barbecue sauce and I enjoy the salsa. Big Fatty, it just doesn't make any sense. Or cooked tomatoes are fine. And the spaghetti sauce, you know, that's that out Italian Mussolini spaghetti sauce. That's all, you know, all of those are fine. But, you know, I find this to be an odd question, Gus. You started off by saying, where do you stand on tomatoes? Well, honestly, I don't stand on tomatoes. I think it means where do you, what is your opinion, not where you actually put them under your feet. That's just silly, Big Fatty. You're just silly. Silly, silly, silly. Big Fatty, the GF general fell asleep. Maybe Squeaky Kitty can wake him up. Oh, yes. Well, anyway, GFN general, just in case you fell asleep and missed a bumper, here's this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are our final. Yes, Big Fatty, hooray! Our final Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, your straight boyfriend Nott is posting some vulgar pictures. I've just looked at them. Our final question comes to us from that George in Atlanta who does that north and south of things with the Laughing Buddha. They're going to be presenting a Sunday afternoon, I think 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And George says, do you ever worry that in your Vera years that you will be sitting in a nursing home and randomly break into Poodle McNoodle and Squeaky Kitty or a gentleman caller report during pudding time and freak everyone out? Signed, George in Atlanta. Well, first of all, George, thank you so much for the question, and it's always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question, one that I've pondered many times. And, you know, first of all, Big Fatty does love pudding time. And but, you know, the nice thing about going to the nursing home, Big Fatty, we've already made the arrangements. Just tell us when you're ready and we'll push the button. Y'all, most of the people in there, they're more batshit crazy than Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, I didn't think it was possible, but I don't know. Granny works in one, and they say he's the sane one. Big Fatty. Well, y'all, that is my final Ask Big Fatty question for today. And so, y'all, thank you so much to George and to Gus Chad and Joe Zubia and Phyllis, old Phyllis, the Lurker Queen, that Peter G and Brian in the J-Pan Mexico for sending those in. Tastes Like Burning Tim just came in the room. It really helped fill this 20 minutes. Big Fatty, that was only 20 minutes? Well, yeah, Big Fatty, it seemed like an eternity. Well, you know, it was a little longer than some. Oh, Dick Essie, I guess I got another 20 minutes to fill. Big Fatty, are you sure you don't want to toss it to Toppy Smelly a little early? Y'all, evidently there's some sort of information on pudding time being posted in the chat room. So anyway, y'all, I'm still amazed at the porn that Nott is posting. Nott, you go. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show. You know, that is the Turnipin and the Urban Guy T.O. And they're busy with Toronto Pride this weekend. And Turnipin, anything you're going to be doing this weekend?
He touches you in dirty places.
Oh, Big Fatty, that Turnipin will touch anything in dirty places, even Granny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.